I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Before I arrived at Bittersweet Farms, I had a general idea of what the organization offered. I'd never been there before, but I knew of it, at least I heard of it, and when I told Vicky Obi this, she understood. She calls Bittersweet Farms one of Northwest Ohio's best-kept secrets. And Vicky should know. She's the director.
My name is Vicky Obi, and I'm the executive director here at Bittersweet Farms.
The timing of this interview was a little odd. I happened to interview Vicky on the very last week of her employment at Bittersweet Farms.
My last week. I have been here since 1986, not as the executive director. I came as a social worker. But for the last 14 years, I've been the executive director.
We'll get back to Vicky's retirement in just a moment. But first, I want her to describe her place of employment, the place she's worked for the past 30 years.
Bittersweet Farms is a very special place. We opened in 1983. We are actually an 80-acre farm, but we were created to provide meaningful, lifelong services for adults with autism. So we have people who live here. We have people that work here. For residential services, we provide 24/7 supports wrapped around what each individual needs. Vocationally, we are a working farm. We have a community-supported agriculture program where we actually sell shares in our gardens, and we produce produce and share that with the community. We also have an animal therapy program, an art education and an art production program, a culinary program, and then we just provide a lot of space and opportunity for individuals with autism to have fun here.
Whether an individual is living on the farm or simply working on the farm, space is one of the most important features the organization offers. That's why Betty Ruth Kay, who created Bittersweet, located the organization on a farm. Space means each individual has the opportunity to have a distraction-free environment where they can set the pace for their activities. And all the activities are designed to meet a wide range of abilities for each person on the autism spectrum. And that's the important thing to remember. Autism can manifest itself differently in each individual.
When you meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism because it is it's a neurological condition, and it wraps itself around each person differently. But the common threads are that we see difficulty in social interaction, we see difficulty in communication, and that does not necessarily mean that they can't speak, but that the pragmatics of language may be impaired. We see sometimes a need for ritualization and a difficulty modulating sensory input and managing things appropriately.
And this understanding of autism as a spectrum didn't happen right away. In fact, when Vicky first came to the organization, describing a child with autism sounded very different.
The story is, when I was in college, which was a little while ago, I learned that autism was a psychiatric disorder that only affected children, and it was caused by poor parenting. In the early 70s, autism wasn't even on the radar. I ended up here quite by accident. One of my Shirtail relatives worked here. They needed a social worker to be in compliance with Medicaid. And since I lived not too far away, she called and said, would you be willing to come in and do our social service assessments? I became fascinated as a psychology student, just seeing how these individuals thought and processed their world. I just became fascinated, and who knew I was going to end up staying 30 years, but I have.
Throughout those 30 years, it seems like Vicky has never tired of looking out for her employees, for the residents, and for all the programs Bittersweet offers, whether it's woodworking or animal care, groundskeeping, or jam making. But that doesn't mean that there haven't been challenges involved in running a nonprofit organization.
In my last years as the executive director, I would say the biggest challenge is funding. because we rely on Medicaid for our day-to-day funding, and then we rely on donors and grants for the extra things. So when you walk around and you see the beautiful greenhouses and the animal barn, that's because of donors and grants and things like that. But our day-to-day operations are covered through Medicaid, and that system of funding provides a lot of challenges.
Of course, the hardest thing to do now is not so much funding Bittersweet, but actually leaving Bittersweet as again, Vicky is retiring at the end of the week.
What is hard, and you're going to make me cry now, is that for the men and women who have lived here the longest, I am a constant in their lives. They've been a constant in my life. So that has been the hardest thing. So every day for 30 years, I see these people and they see me. So it's going to be different, and I have made a commitment that I will still be. I said, I want to be an executive director emeritus. I want to still come and visit. I still want to be a part of this community in a different way, because that's the hardest part, is I can step away from how we're getting our funding or what new buildings we need, but it's the people here that I have to keep a connection to.
And as Vicky mentioned to me, the best way to describe her retiring from the farm is to say that it is bittersweet. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Vicky's choices for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries include...
Her name is Vanessa Snyder. She was very impressive. Vanessa Snyder was number one. Number two, let's see. Don Vollmer and Lockery Manufacturing. It's a small company in Toledo. Nancy Wellman is just a very interesting person, so she would be my third.
Tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.